On today's show, another automaker is accused of cheating on diesel emissions. BMW reveals a big SUV concept, and a look at how the auto industry is grappling with the social side of autonomy and mobility. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Uh-oh, another automaker is being accused of cheating on diesel emissions. According to French newspaper Le Monde, investigators in France are alleging that PSA, the parent company of Peugeot and Citroën, installed emission cheating software in nearly 2 million vehicles. When the investigation was announced earlier in the year, PSA's chief engineer acknowledged that emissions treatments in its diesels were deliberately reduced at high temperatures to improve fuel efficiency and CO2 emissions. But PSA denies it did anything fraudulent or illegal. This sounds very similar to the claims FCA made for its diesel engines in Rams and Jeep Grand Cherokees. And due to all the scrutiny diesel engines are facing, Uber announced it will stop operating diesel-powered cars in London by the end of 2019. And by that time, the company says most of its rides in the city will be in electric or hybrid cars. Help make that happen. Uber will offer drivers up to £5,000 to switch from a gasoline or diesel vehicle to a hybrid or electric. The company will also offer the first 1,000 car owners in London £1,500 in Uber credits to scrap their old diesel car. Still to come, a look at new concepts from BMW and Jaguar.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by Hyundai, better drives us.
BMW recently showed a sleek concept version of the Z4, and now it's showing a concept of what would be the largest SUV in its lineup. The Concept X7 iPerformance is a plug-in hybrid vehicle with seating for up to 6 people. Its styling is a far departure from BMW's current SUVs, highlighted by a massive take on the automaker's signature grille, thin laser headlights, and large L shapes on the sides and rear. The goal for the interior was to declutter the dash and center console while still making it look more modern, and to offer loads of connectivity for passengers. BMW says the Concept X7 hints at a future model, but the vehicle still looks very concept-y to me, so it's going to be interesting to see what the production version looks like. And while we're speaking of concepts, Jaguar showed the vehicle that its future steering wheel is going to go into. The Future Type Concept is the automaker's vision for 2040 and beyond. It's autonomous, electric, connected, and meant to be shared. Jaguar would let you buy the future type or share it with others in a community. Then the idea is you would use the Sayer steering wheel as a complete mobility assistant to do things like set alarms, make appointments, and hail a future type concept right to your front door. Coming up next, a look at the social impact of autonomy and mobility. When we talk about mobility and autonomy, we usually focus on the technology behind those systems, like LiDAR, radar, and artificial intelligence. But one thing that gets overlooked is the social impact those services will have. On AutoLine this week, John and his panel discussed that issue, and here's what they had to say.
We can see that what happens on the road is it's a sort of social dance where the vehicles, the cars, the pedestrians, the bicyclists, everybody's constantly reading the environment to understand how to move and how to get about, especially in cities that are very interaction-rich. They're dense environments. Well, a lot of that signaling is actually learned behavior. We have to know things like cars drive on the right or on the left. The driver gets into the left-hand side of a car. That's where the driver's seat is. So if there's coming, that's where you would expect somebody to be getting out if a car has stopped. Little things like that that are not automatically sensible without having something tell you that that's what it means. So we're really trying to explore the way in which those interactions from the outside are going to continue to change. And I think I personally believe we're kind of at a paradigmatic moment in this shift with automotive and what's happening on the road, that until now we've relied on the relationship between a driver and a vehicle to make all that happen. But in the future, the relationship of other road users, things on the outside are going to affect what that vehicle does. Mm-hmm. So it's a new interaction, it's a new source of control that is going to be, I think, very full of possibility, but also maybe at times a little scary what will happen as we sort out how that fits into place.
And I think it's really interesting when we look at how to build trust in that product, both if you're inside the product and you're outside the product, so that people understand what it's planning to do, what it's thinking, how to show that to the customer. Today, I think we really struggle with that, and one of the things we're experiencing in some of our work at the university, should we put, you know, clear labels on autonomous vehicles so people know that it's, you know, driving autonomously and may not understand who they are? You know, maybe we should, but the con of that is, if we do that, then we're distracting people around the vehicle that they may do something equally as dumb. So all of this research is really compelling, but the trust issue is a big one, and the figures currently show that a lot of people simply don't trust an autonomous vehicle that they can't control or feel they can't control.
For more about the impact mobility will have on the auto industry, you can watch that entire show right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and have a great weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details, and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.